Hello, PHCC. Welcome to Season 1, Episode 21 of PHCC Rocks, a podcast highlighting some of the great things happening all over America related to the PHCC Contractors Association. I am your host, Joel Long, and we're coming to you from Gastonia, North Carolina, and Falls Church, Virginia. I think everybody's in Falls Church this morning.
Yeah. Arlington, Virginia.
Gastonia, Falls Church, and Arlington, Virginia. That's awesome. Guys, it's a great to have you here with us. I love this episode. You know, a lot of times all year we've talked to state association leaders and we've talked to different contractors, but this is the biggest and the best. We're talking about the big kahuna today, the big bang, extreme extravaganza, the gigantic gala. We're talking about the Connect Conference. It's coming up in the great state of North Carolina and yes. Charlotte, almost 1 month from today, October 5th, 6th, and 7th. And, you know, I think I'm excited about it because, you know, as a member of PHCC, we should all look forward to this event. You know, it's a culmination of all the work we've done all year. And, you know, it's hard to understand, I think, as a contractor, the depth and width of this event. You know, it's really a huge event that a lot of work goes into it. And, you know, I really like it, and I think we've learned it's a time to connect with old friends. We always see people that we haven't seen in a couple of years, maybe, or, you know, at least a year. Time to meet new people. You know, every time I go, I meet new people and make them new friends and partners on something. And it's a time to learn from other contractors and industry leaders, and it's time to get away from our businesses and rethink what's going on in our businesses and refocus. And it's a time to grow and improve our businesses. So it's really excited. And today we have three of the main reasons that Connect is a success. And they're representing the rest of the staff and partners and members who make it such a huge event. And it takes a massive – this year being president, as long as I've been involved, I still don't really think I understood until this year the work that goes into this behind the scenes. And so it's really a pleasure to welcome Cindy Sheridan, who's the COO of PHCC Education Foundation. We always put Cindy first. And Alicia Magruder, the VP of Business Development, and then Mark and Gray, the CEO of PHCC. Welcome, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
I'm stunned that Alicia's up this early.
Nice.
Just for all you, I told before we.
So it begins.
That's right.
Oh, God. Before we started, I told Alicia, right before we started, I said, Alicia, I'm going to pick on you the whole time. But no, just guys, welcome and thanks for everything you do. You know, it really is this event coming up is massive for the association and for our members. And I think for the staff relations with everybody and understanding each other, it's a great event. And so thanks for coming on today to talk about it. And I think we're going to just try to get an overview of the event and, you know, I'm going to be quiet for a minute and let these guys talk. And Mark, I think I'll turn it over to you, Mark, and get us started.
Okay. And I'm sure that Cindy and Alicia will keep me honest here.
Perfect.
You know, first of all, I agree. This is a great event. I had an opportunity to witness this last year when I first came on board, and last year was the first time we came out of COVID, right? So this year we're hoping that we'll take it even further and have more people come and participate. But this year's theme for our 2022 PHCC Connect is constructive collaboration. And so we're really looking forward to this year and really having opportunities to collaborate with our state chapters and our members and our partners on all that we do for the good of the association. So we will be going to North Carolina. October 5th through the 7th will be the conference. We've got over 30 education sessions this year, including a new one-day track for the rising leaders. That will be on Friday, and I'll talk a little bit more about that as we go along. And we keep always trying to innovate, so we're going to provide a new feature this year, and that is we're going to have designations for HVAC, for plumbing, and for the union contractors, so that when they look at our pocket guide, they'll know, oh, well, what track is really good for me? And we think that'll really help our members hone in on what they'd like to see and the education they'd like to receive. So on Wednesday, we start Wednesday, and we run education sessions pretty much all day. We'll start at 9 a.m. and run through 3:15. 9 a.m. we'll have four sessions. 10:15 we'll have four sessions. 11:30 we'll have five sessions. At 2 o'clock we'll have five sessions. And during that time, there will also be the apprentice contest going on in the hall. And I'm going to let Cindy talk a little bit about that program because that's her baby and she loves those contests. So she's going to talk a little bit about those.
Well, thank you, Mark, and thanks for having us on. I really do believe the apprentice contests are one of the highlights of Connect. It is such a great opportunity for the apprentices to demonstrate their skills on a national level. It's career accelerating for them and for our members just to see the next generation of leaders. It's a great event. So we'll have this year, we've got the two contests, plumbing and HVAC, Joel. We'll have 19 plumbing and 10 HVAC. These are the top apprentices from across the country, many from our state associations. They come up through the competitions that the state has and they win in their state and then come to national. So they'll compete all day Thursday and then a half day on Friday. And the plumbing, I'm just going to kind of take a look at this, but they basically install a three-piece bathroom, a toilet, a sink, and a shower. They install the water and drain, waste and vent pipes, determine rough-in, establish grade lines, install vents and cleanouts, rough-in waste and vent lines, rough-in water supply, and then secure the horizontal and vertical lines of pipe. Pretty impressive, right,
Joel? It's not that big a deal compared to air conditioning. Gravity. Y'all have gravity. I mean, it's just gravity. It's no big deal. No, it is a huge deal, Cindy. I've had two of my guys in the contest, and one guy was a lot more seasoned than the other guy, but the young guy was so great. Like the week before the contest, he stood up in front of about 20 of our people and said, "I'm going there to win." But when he got back, the first day I ran into him before the contest started, he said, "I'm in trouble." I said, "Yeah, you are." Anyway, because he had met so many smart people. But then when he came back, he was so inspired to do more. And so that was really, I think that's the lesson with a lot of these kids and young people and for the rest of us too. So it's a huge, huge part of the event, especially having it on the floor where everybody can see it in the open and see it as it goes. And it's such a draw for people to go talk to each other. So I love seeing it.
And I think on the HVAC side, it's a little bit different. There are six events. So the contestants work their way through the events. They demonstrate proper acetylene brazing techniques. Did I get that right, Joel?
That's close enough.
Perform a pressure test and leak test and pull a vacuum on a system. Proper recovery. Readings on a functioning package unit. Diagnostics on a package unit. And then the last event, which they take before they get to Connect, is a written test.
Right. Yeah.
So, but one of the great things,
Cindy,
about
hang on,
this,
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Yeah, I did. Actually, I did. That sounded to you like a lot harder than the plumbing part, didn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
There you go. Great. Okay. Sorry.
Know your audience.
There we go.
Know my president.
The impeachment. Exactly, the impeachment continues. That's great.
But we're so blessed. We have we've got a great committees, volunteers that do this every year. The support that we get from our manufacturers as sponsors, each contestant gets a manufacturer sponsor that provides a shirt for them. And then that sponsor helps to offset the cost for that apprentice to attend. The manufacturers that provide material every year, it's just amazing how the industry comes together for this event.
Didn't you tell me that directly it's 20, 25 people that are physically helping you put it on the while we're there or something like that?
Oh, yeah. About 25. We'll have 25
people. That's huge.
And we've got, with the judges and everything. And one of the great things about it is seeing the apprentices. When we sit at the apprentice dinner on Wednesday night and they're meeting people from all over the country. Yeah. It's just like contractors. They're talking about what they do. They're talking about their training. They're talking about the challenges they have. And it's, and Jim Steinle, our chair of the plumbing committee, he's been very, a good force in trying to incorporate the apprentices into some of the Connect activities. They go to the Bradford White Breakfast so that they can see what a national convention's like, because these will be the future leaders. They'll own their own business someday.
Yeah. Very good. All right, that's enough. We don't need to do anything else. Is there anything else going on? Anything else?
Stop right there.
Anything?
And this is where I'm telling you, but, you know, Cindy's keeping me honest. I introduced the contest for Wednesday. It's actually Thursday. So let me finish.
Well, it's actually Wednesday, Thursday.
Wednesday and Thursday.
Okay.
They'll keep you straight. Don't worry about it.
They'll keep me straight, right. Yeah. So to finish off Wednesday, though, we do have a first-timers reception, which we like to have people that are first-time into Connect. And that's all. That was a good reception last year. And that's sponsored by GE Appliance Air and Water Solutions. And then we have our opening reception. We open our show floor up. And that happens in the evening. And that's sponsored by Bradford White and Sinkerator. And then after that, believe it or not, there's another event, which is our PAC event, which is very, very, it's a very important event. We'll talk a little bit more about why that is. Because one of the sessions we're having on Wednesday, the last session, in fact, we're going to have it all by itself. And it's a session on gas bans. And for those ERIT people in the country that don't know what's going on with gas bans, this is a really important issue for us in the industry. So we hope that everybody will come. We hope it's packed. We hope people are out the door listening to our very own Chuck White and Mark Valentini talk about what we're facing as an industry going forward. So that's the culmination of Wednesday. The PAC event will be a great event. We already have tickets. Tickets are available. We're already have more people sign up for that than we did last year.
So. Oh, wow. Great.
Really good.
Okay. And then we sleep.
Move on to Thursday?
And then we get 2 hours of sleep.
And then
Thursday morning, we have breakfast, I bet.
Right. Opening breakfast, sponsored by Bradford White. And that's a mainstay and something I think everybody looks forward to.
Yeah.
And Alicia, you want to talk a little bit about what goes on at that breakfast?
Yeah. We actually do our instructor awards there. After there, we hear a state of the industry, very comprehensive. The mayor was going to speak. She can't make it, so they're going to send somebody else. We introduce our VIPs. Can you do something about that, Joel?
No.
Do you have any? Do you have any clout there?
No. Trust me. Just move on.
You have so much clout.
No. Move on. We don't want to talk about that. No. I know her. She's awesome.
The keynote. So it's a packed session. Yeah. Everybody gets to come in and really network again, enjoy each other. And then we move into the trade show, which opens at 10. This year we currently have 119 exhibitors, probably 20 booths left, and they're going to go. 75% of those are new exhibitors.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
We know that some of them are going to be releasing or announcing new product and innovations. Many of them are going to be offering show specials. And again, we have lunch on the trade show floor. QSC is going to do some TED Talk kind of things.
Yeah, right.
You know, so it's packed. It's busy. People are milling around, and of course they congregate by the apprentice contest.
Yeah.
I mean, again, it's right in the middle of everything. And it's a great thing to watch. The sponsors and exhibitors all want that space right in front.
Yeah. And the keynote that is it's going to be kind of a unique keynote. We have Chris Auer, who is the founder of Auer Motorsports and also owner of Chris Auer Construction Company. So he's going to talk about the intersection of those two, right? How to run a good business and how to run a good motorsports team. So we're excited about that, you know, talking about leadership and that type of thing during the keynote. And that's sponsored by Moen. So we're excited about that.
Go ahead. The other thing that he's going to do during that, Mark, is Jeb Burton is the driver. He's going to do another session on Friday, I believe, but he's also going to be in their race car in the trade show.
Yeah, which is very cool. How many race cars do we have in the trade show?
We have two, maybe three.
That's very cool. Yeah. So the NASCAR Hall of Fame theme, you know, being right there has been a draw for some of our exhibitors. So that's very, very cool.
Yeah, very good.
The rest of that day, we will have education sessions after the trade show closes. We'll have two hours 3:15 and 4:30, well, 5 and 3 sessions respectively on those. And then we come to the culmination of Thursday, which is the 35th anniversary of our foundation. We're having a nice reception. I'm going to have Cindy talk a little bit about that.
So yeah, so Thursday evening, we'll celebrate our volunteers, our donors, and 35 years of success in the foundation. It's pretty amazing. Contractors came together 35 years ago to raise the bar for the industry through education, and it's been a great to watch.
It has been great to watch. You know, Cindy, I watched your podcast or listened to your podcast with you and Angela and Joel just last week. And I was amazed that there were so many visionaries that decided to put so much money into the foundation to have a corpus that you would never really touch and have that grow. And what great vision people had to do that. Can you talk just a little bit about, you know, those visionaries?
Sure. We had Dick Irwin. He was one of the president at the time, or one of the leaders at PHCC, and a group of contractors and manufacturers came together and for the purpose, as I said, to improve the industry through education. They felt like they had learned the industry through the School of Hard Knocks and running their businesses, and they had the foresight, you're right, Mark, to fundraise so that we would have an endowment so that there would be funds for education well into the future.
Yeah.
And we've watched as PHCC has established their own education and training department, we really focus on the apprentice training now and the workforce development issues.
So throughout Cindy's career, she's done a great job in growing that foundation. And we're gonna celebrate her as well, because this is gonna be her last Connect. Cindy has decided, I don't think I'm telling any story about school here, Cindy. She's decided to retire.
I didn't know that. What are you talking about?
No, I'm just kidding. Oh, God.
I'm just kidding.
But so we want to celebrate Cindy there as well. So
thank you. Well, this is my 23rd Connect, and it's been a good ride.
Leadership matters, doesn't it, Cindy? Well, it does. Think about those guys, those gentlemen deciding to make a change, to do something different,
Yeah.
And look now at what happened, you know,
and the leaders we've had come through the foundation.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the story to me, that's the story that each of us, you know, that our leadership and two or three small decisions at the time that we may not be sure of, or, you know, make a decision, take some action. And they did. That's a great story. I got to tell you, I don't remember where, but we were, and you were probably in the room, Cindy. Well, both of you, Alicia, y'all probably, do you remember when Dick Irwin came in the boardroom meeting?
And
I didn't know who it was.
That was in Florida.
Yeah, I didn't know who it was. This guy comes walking in, and the whole room goes, and Dick Irwin, somebody said, just Dick Irwin, oh my God. You know, it's like some rock star guy walked in the room. I was like, oh my God. The whole room got quiet. I was like, my gosh. But, you know, it was great, you know. Good,
and, you know,
stuff.
It was really gratifying when he said to the group what his vision was in 1987, the foundation and the volunteers have really fulfilled that. Yeah, he was very pleased with the direction.
I know his son Steve was in CCA with me, and in the same kind of mold, just the day I joined CCA, he pulled me, you know, one of the first meetings he pulled me off and says, hey, anything I can do to help you? He was always trying to help other people. So I think it's a great legacy for that family. But okay, so that's Thursday.
Right.
The concern I have is we really haven't had enough to eat at this point.
No, we don't eat at all. We starve everybody.
Yeah, and so Thursday we've gained 12 pounds, and then we have – is there anything else Thursday night? I think that's the reception.
The foundation is the last reception.
Okay, perfect. So then we've gained 12 pounds that day, and then we –
You have one more thing happening.
Oh?
That's right.
So North Carolina.
Oh, that's right.
From the great state of North Carolina, right? Do I have that right?
You got it right.
2A. North Carolina chapter is sponsoring a North Carolina night. Yeah. And they're doing it at the baseball stadium.
Yeah.
The Knights stadium.
Yeah. That's a beautiful park. Yeah.
They're going to have food, drink, continue the merriment, and really let everybody get a taste of North Carolina hospitality.
Can I share the partnership, Mark? Is it okay? Can I share the partnership on that or not?
It's up to you, Joel.
Okay. So one of the things that I think, you know, through some of the history of this event, each state, you know, it has tried to host this. And So this year, National has is helping sponsor this, and we're going to see how that goes to hopefully do it in the future in other states for the state chapter, so that it's more of a partnership event instead of just being the state event. And so we think that'll lead to better participation and some other things, we hope. And so I appreciate National stepping up to try something new on that, which has been really nice. And I know the people in North Carolina, Stephanie and Jeff Voss, those guys are really excited about what's coming to Charlotte. And they are all in. Oh my goodness! But yeah, it's going to be exciting.
Well, thanks. I want to thank them for coming and asking, because that will set we think a new precedent going forward. We have a sponsor that will potentially do this going forward. So that's a great partnership between the state and our sponsor, and then of course National.
It's a collaboration.
Collaboration, yeah.
Good job, Alicia.
Constructive collaboration.
Thank you, Alicia. It's
good
awesome.
Job, Alicia. Yeah.
Get that theme going.
Okay, so Thursday we get 3 hours of sleep instead of two, and then we wake up early Friday morning.
Early Friday. You're going to have a rehearsal when it's still dark outside. Anyway, so we go into the Friday. We're going to have our workforce development panel, and that's going to be sponsored by the Auxiliary and the Education Foundation. And then we also have an industry panel. It's sponsored by Kohler. And it's kind of the feature we've had. It's the feature we had last year, but we're bringing it in and we're making it a keynote. So we're really highlighting it more. We have some of the top leaders in our supply chain, if you will. And then we have that rising leader track that we talked about, which will be an all day track for those rising leaders in organizations. We're really hoping that the leaders, the owners of organizations will bring their rising leaders to that. It's going to have four segments to it. We have a keynote address. We've got C-suite leaders talking about, their challenges.
Yeah.
We've got one of our very own, Tony Barolino from Virginia. He's going to talk about, just kind of his issues on how he's become successful as a young contractor. We've got a rising leader panel. There's four young rising leaders. We'll talk about how they've kind of their path to success, if you will. And then the closing keynote will be Jesse Cole. And that comes thanks to you, right? Savannah Banana. When, right?
If you want to talk about an entrepreneurial leader that is exciting to listen to, I'm excited to see Jesse again. And he'll probably show up in a yellow tux and a yellow top hat and good, you think I talk a lot, good Lord, but he's an exciting story. I think, 40 and under and all of us will be inspired by his story. It's pretty, pretty amazing.
And that's also a business day for us, because we do have our annual business meeting where we'll be voting in the new zone directors as well as the new vice president. So that's exciting. We have an awards lunch. That's where we're going to give out some awards. That's sponsored by InSinkErator, and I'm going to let Alicia talk a little bit about that, because this is kind of her baby.
It is such a privilege for me to work on that event, because this is an event that we really celebrate the best of PHCC. We celebrate our contractors, our Apprentice of the Year. We celebrate scholarship winners from both the Foundation and the Auxiliary. And the Auxiliary hosts this particular event for us. We celebrate the contest winners. And we give our most prestigious award to a contractor who has really epitomized and served this industry well, our Colonel Scott Award. And the other thing we do very subtly, right, Cindy?
Very subtly.
Is this event.
Subtle, okay. That's one view of it. Okay, go ahead.
Also celebrates the foundation's efforts to fund scholarships. And it becomes kind of a contest and helps raise money for their Invest in Your Future campaign. It's a fun event. There's food involved, Joel.
That'll be the second breakfast.
There's a lot going on, because we do have AEC award. It's really everybody.
It's actually the fun event. I think it's one of the it's a fun event, and it's an emotional event. You see people, you see all kind of people proud of what they've accomplished. And then the Colonel Scott, I know that we've got that this year, and, And in the apprenticeship, I know just like last year, the winners of the apprenticeship program, and you start recognizing people and you realize the depth of what they've done for the industry and their businesses and their families. This, I think it's the best thing that we do. I like this event probably better than anything. And then in the background, John Zink's raising money. It's awesome. And he's doing it up on the screen. And, you know, it's just – and it's actually the way he – that the way we do it now compared to, 10 or 15 years ago is amazing how much better it is. And so, it's a really great, great format.
Yeah, and exciting. Savannah Banana is back for that.
He's gonna help the MC
program moving.
He's the MC, right?
Yes.
The only reason we did this is better than me doing it, so that's perfect. All right. That's gonna be fun. Oh my God, he'll be fun with that. So okay, and so the most important thing is that so we get finished with that about what 1 o'clock something like that afternoon.
Yeah, 1:30-ish.
About 1:30, yeah.
And we're getting closer to the most important part of the week.
We are. But let me just go back to Colonel Scott, because I think maybe some people don't know. We don't give that award out every year.
Oh, that's right.
So this year we do have somebody that will be receiving it. So it's that's a very exciting award, and kind of epitomizes what our association's all about, recognizing those leaders.
Well, and I think it's important with that too that, and I may be wrong, but I think the states have to recognize. I mean, they have to nominate somebody, right? And so I think that's really important to note too. It doesn't, a couple people don't sit in the back room and go, let's give it to my brother John or something. It's comes from this from the state associations, which I think really matters. The closer you are to knowing what those people have done and contractors in each state, really, to me, the more weight it has. And so I think that's a great way to look at it. And so and then we're done. Friday at lunch, we're done?
No. Then the big part, two big things happen. Then we have the transition to our new board. We have a very small board meeting afterward. We transition the new board. We say goodbye or thank you to our outgoing president.
And you escort him out of the room, I remember.
Yeah, we'll have to have three or four people do that, because you'll go kicking and screaming.
It's okay, sure.
But, and then we go to our closing ceremony, which we're really excited about. And that's where we install our new president, David Frame, from the great state of Indiana. That'll be the new great state after he's on board.
It already is.
It already is, yeah. And that's the NASCAR Hall of Fame is going to be awesome. We did a site visit to recognize that. And I'm not a NASCAR fan, really, but I would tell you it's an impressive.
It's going to be fun, yeah.
Yeah, it's four stories. There's so many things to do. We're going to have Milwaukee Tools band is going to play.
Yes.
Which we're really excited about. And, that's just going to be a culmination of the whole week and allow people just to kind of cut loose and really just enjoy each other's company one last time. And also to hear from our incoming president about his theme, and which is constructive collaboration, and his year going forward, and to hear from you as your outgoing president. Thank you for all the good work that you're doing, and will continue to do up until that point, Joel. You're not off the hook until that.
Then done. Right. Yeah, but no, but it's exciting. I think Dave Frame. I tell you, if you don't know Dave Frame, you need to know Dave Frame. I'm excited for what he's going to do in the next years, the next couple of years, especially with that group coming in. It's going to be a lot of fun. So that's the highlight of
it. Is
those are the highlights, and I think. Anything? What do y'all want to add to that or correct? What do you want to correct Mark on?
I it's not a correction. I want to thank all of our sponsors.
Yeah.
All of our exhibitors. I mean, all of them. And we have many industry partners that are supporting this event, the foundation's event. We couldn't do this without their support now and what they do all year long. And it's impressive because they keep coming back. They never say no.
Well, one like Ron Shanover with a Milwaukee Tool, they're of course the tool band and all this kind of stuff. But, the Rising Leaders thing also started last year at Connect where I met with him for 10 minutes, 15 minutes one night. He goes, we got to do something to get young people in the industry moving. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of that culmination of what's happening now is because of a conversation from a leader that's a partner, and we started building off all of that, trying to figure out, and then we asked those questions and it's led to this and hopefully it'll turn out, it will be something. But, even this year, if the Rising Leader, if we don't have 100 people or 75, if we get movement, then next year it'll get a little bit better, and the next year it'll get a little bit better. Next thing you know, it'll be growing. And so that's, and that's what we're after. So yeah, but it takes those partners, like you're talking about, Alicia.
And they're engaged. Yes. All of them are engaged. Yeah. It's not just the support, the financial support they give us.
That's right.
It's all, it's everything else they do all year long.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It is amazing.
Well, it's a testament to relationships, right? Yeah. I mean, they have a relationship with us. I mean, Alicia does a great job in keeping those relationships going, but it's the relationship they have with us, our chapters, you know, the foundation, everything. And that's the most important part of the association, is having partners like that who are willing to get in. You know, get in with you and solve problems. And that's what they're helping us do with the rising leaders, because that's a workforce issue.
Sure.
You know, it's a workforce issue.
All across the country.
Every single industry is dealing with it. So the more people we can have jump on that bandwagon and help us, the better.
So Cindy, any final words from the Education Foundation?
No, we just look forward to seeing everybody in Charlotte in about a month. And as everybody said, it's just a great event. Brings the entire PHCC community together.
So go ahead.
Just one more thing.
I knew it. She wouldn't let us. Go ahead.
It's just for contractors and their employees. There's lots of new stuff this year.
Oh, yeah.
If you've been a mainstay and a regular, a Veteran Connect attendee, there is new stuff coming, and it's exciting. Again, new things on the trade show floor, new things in education. It's fun.
Yeah, and I'd like to challenge our viewers and all of our members to let us know what they like, what works and what doesn't work. Because the only way that this is successful is if we continue to morph it, we continue to change it and be what our members want it to be. You know, I know we've been doing this a long time, and I know I'm new to the process, but I think there's still opportunities for change and to morph this into something that's even bigger and better than it is today. So I'm really excited about the future of this event and look forward to our members helping us, give us the vision that they'd like to see going forward in this event.
So I think leaving it there, guys, we need to challenge every contractor in the association, and especially I think contractors and executives that see this, to make sure you stop and invite personally more people to show up for this event. The more the merrier. And then in the region around Charlotte, I know a lot of our contractors in North Carolina and Tennessee, we're inviting people to come, you know, to make sure that we get new contractors coming to this event and seeing parts of it. So I would challenge all of you to take a minute and invite somebody else to this event and reach out to PHCC National if you need any help, and we'll be glad to help you. So guys, any last words? Way to go, Dave Frame. Thank God for Dave Frame. Thank God for Dave Frame. My favorite member next year is going to be Dave Frame. I promise you. So guys, listen, thanks so much for taking the time today to listen to and watch today's episode. Thanks again, guys, Mark and Cindy and Alicia, for taking your time and for all the work and energy that you guys put in to making our association what it is, and improving it and working to improve it and putting up with us in a lot of cases. But just thanks for, and the staff for everything you guys do in the partnerships. PHCC Rocks is produced and brought to you by Amy Anderson and Beverly Harris from GSM Services, and Charlotte Parham of PHCC National, edited by PHCC National. I'm your host, Joel Long. Thanks again for hanging out with us today, and please keep coming back to hear more reasons why PHCC Rocks.